All right, joining us now, thanks to Old Spice, it's Jason Kelsey. He's with us thanks to the new Beard Care Collection designed to help guys achieve the soft, nourished, and sculpted beards of their dreams. The collection, which includes beard wash, beard conditioner, beard balm, and beard oil, is available exclusively at Amazon.com. Jason, thanks for taking some time this morning. We really appreciate it.
All right, thank you for having me.
All right, so tell us about this campaign you're doing with your brother Travis, of course, of the Chiefs, the bearded Old Spice guy.
Yeah, well, we both really enjoy beards. We're not really about the stubble. Obviously, if you want to have a nice beard, you gotta use the right product. And Old Spice has launched this exclusively on Amazon.com. This is their first beard care collection. And it's really just done a phenomenal job at keeping our beards soft, nourished, and sculpted.
All right, Jason, I've also read that you and Travis have written a poem book about beards.
That is correct.
So how'd that go?
Well, you know, I mean, obviously we're not experts, but if you would like to hear one, I got one.
Right. Oh, sure. Hit us with it.
Perfect. It's all about delivery. Knock, knock. Who's there? Your beard collection. My what? Where? Amazon.
I like it.
What do you think?
I like
it, okay,
man. That's pretty good. Your delivery is really good. I mean, you can tell that you've worked it. I really like the delivery. I'm wondering, like, with this whole Old Spice campaign, have you guys, you and your brother Travis, gotten the opportunity to meet Terry Crews? I know I saw him at the Super Bowl a couple of years ago. You guys meet him, the actor?
We have not. I would love to, man. He's a freaking riot. Everything he does, I feel like, turns to gold. The guy's just he's got a great personality. Maybe one day. One day when maybe we'll be on the same set one day.
Yeah, that'd be pretty cool. We're chatting with Jason Kelsey of the Philadelphia Eagles, thanks to Old Spice. Now, I remember a couple of years ago when your brother, Jason, was doing that reality show where he was dating, it was like 50 women or whatnot. Now, there was this where you got a lot of attention was you called him out for getting manicures and pedicures. Is he still doing that?
Yes, I believe he is still a mani and pedi guy. I think that lends itself to his personality. And, you know, I still have not... you know, I've gotten a lot of people pushing me to maybe give it a try from that episode because apparently it's something that you need to experience. But I just can't get myself to go through with it. I don't know why. You know, maybe it's I'm behind the times, and one day it'll happen. But Travis is definitely. He is definitely a mani and pedi guy.
Yeah, Jason, I don't think like Lane Johnson and Jason Peters will let you get away with that one. I think you get a lot of crap if you did that.
They would not let me hear the end of that, that's for sure.
Hey, going back to that Super Bowl parade, I know you guys are in the season, but just, I mean, that was legendary, the speech you gave at the Super Bowl parade. How did you get behind the idea of, now I believe the outfit you were wearing, it's something they do in Philadelphia during the New Year's parade, correct?
Correct.
Yeah, so how'd you come up with that idea? It's called a mummer, right?
It is called a mummer. I'm not quite certain about the history of how the Mummers Parade came about. I know that there's a lot of like roots from like European countries, but essentially people dress up in these extravagant outfits and they parade down down Broad Street on New Year's Day, and then they go up 2 Street after they're done coming down Broad Street. But there's like different groups and different brigades, and then there's the comics, and they kind of do like funny routines. Then there's the band or the type of brigade that I was wearing was from the Avalon String Band, which is a bunch of people playing music together and doing a whole different songs and stuff up and down the street. A lot of them have Philadelphia, you know, history behind them, like the Rocky theme song or the Eagles fight song or things of that nature. But it really just, you know, we were doing a parade, doing obviously the biggest parade in Eagles history. And I'm like, you know what, if we're going to do this parade, we should do a Philadelphia style. And that's what my wife reminded me that my hairdresser, Libby, her husband, Bobby, has been a mummer for he's been almost 30 years at this point. And so I reached out to him and, you know, we had that outfit about 30 minutes later.
Yeah, well, they'll never forget that in Philadelphia. Jason Kelsey of the Philadelphia Eagles is joining us, thanks to Old Spice. All right, so yesterday you guys get your quarterback back, Carson Wentz. Not that Nick Foles struggled in his absence. He won a Super Bowl and a Super Bowl MVP. But Carson Wentz back on the field yesterday. Before we get to him actually on the field, what'd you make of the green jacket, Augusta-like green jacket that he had on in this postgame presser?
Yeah, he's worn that a few times, and I need to find out who his tailor is because I love that thing. You know, that color green is hard to come by in the suit world. I don't know how he made it happen, but that was a nice. It's a nice touch. It really is.
Yeah, what was it like to have him back on the field? Because I have to imagine that must have been so painful for him to have to be on the sidelines for the playoffs last year. Despite the fact you guys won, I'm sure he wanted to be on that field.
Yeah, I mean, you know, obviously he was happy for the team and, you know, happy for everyone that we ended up winning the Super Bowl. But, you know, as competitive as he is and the type of player he wanted to be out on that field. You know, he would have given anything to be out there. And, you know, obviously it's a long rehab. It's a grueling rehab, really, ACL injuries. It's something that you have to wait and wait and wait. Even when you think you're ready to go, they still make you wait. But he was really, really excited to be back out there. You felt that in practice. You felt that all through the week. And to have him back out there, the type of competitor he is and the type of player he is, I was really, really happy to be back out there with him.
Hey, Jason, last year, of course, the highlight of your season is winning the Super Bowl. But from you, on an individual standpoint, you were named an All-Pro at the center position. So essentially, you were named the best center in the NFL last year. What was that like for you?
You know, it's great. I think that obviously anytime you get, you know, accolades and whatnot, it shows, you know, the respect you have from your peers or really anybody. I mean, it's a good feeling. But I think, you know, there's so much that goes into that. You know, I'm fortunate to play next to two outstanding guards, play with two tackles that can block one-on-one on the edge so we can keep it firm inside. You know, our coaches put us in phenomenal positions week in, week out to be successful. You know, there's a lot that goes into playing well, especially as an offensive lineman.
We're chatting with Jason Kelce. Oh, sorry, Jason, go ahead.
No, so I just want to say that a lot of the reasons that I got named that is had a lot to do with the entire situation that we had going on offense, the coaches, the players, the entire offensive line that we have in this building. And it's a special year, and hopefully we can do the same thing this year.
Yeah, we're chatting with Jason Kelce, thanks to Old Spice. All right, so obviously a lot of success last year and a lot of success so far this year. Doug Peterson, I have to imagine he goes for it all the time. We've seen the league trending now where more teams are going for it on fourth down. As an offensive lineman and the offense in general, how fun is it playing for Doug Peterson where it seems like any time you guys are close on fourth down, you're going to go for it?
I mean, it's all you want for him. I mean, Doug shows supreme confidence in our offense, regardless of how the game's going, regardless of what's happening. He's always going to have your back. He's always going to have the confidence that you guys can get the job done. And it's a great feeling to have as a player. As an offensive player, you love being aggressive. You want to keep up. You want to stay on the field. You want to keep the ball in your hands. It's one of the reasons why we've, you know, led the NFL in time of possession. You know, we're at least we're at close to the top every single year that we've been with Doug. So, you know, I think that it's a huge aspect of our offense. It's a huge aspect of why, you know, we're so confident in ourselves, our situations like that, and the decisions that Doug makes.
Hey, Jason, I don't know how much you've got to watch of your brother's team with the Chiefs, Travis. How about Pat Mahomes? What have you made of him so far?
Boy, I did not know how that was going to turn out. Even with insider information, my brother was telling me the kid has an arm on him and he looks great. You know, you still wait to see how it culminates in the game. And I mean, through 3 weeks, he's been phenomenal. The numbers he's putting up, the way he's throwing the ball, you know, that was a big... I'm not going to lie, I was a little bit skeptical when they got rid of Alex Smith. He's a proven veteran guy that's, you know, one of the best in the league for a long time now. But, you know, I guess obviously Andy Reid and the coaching staff saw something in Pat Mahomes, and, you know, he's proven to everybody that he's deserved that spot.
Hey, Jason, Philadelphia seems like such a fun sports town to be in when you guys are winning. The basketball team in town has been winning, too, lately. A good season last year for the Sixers. And Joel Embiid, he's kind of like the Jalen Ramsey of the NBA on the Twitter and talking smack about everybody. Have you met Joel Embiid?
I have not met Joel Embiid.
Yeah.
But I'm familiar with his antics, yes.
Yeah, he's pretty crazy. All right, hey, Jason, we really appreciate the time this morning. Before we let you go, tell us one more time about the work you're doing with Old Spice.
Yeah, I mean, we're just... You know, it's the Old Spice Beard Care Collection. It's available exclusively on Amazon.com. And if you're looking for some great product to you know, soften your beard and to make it look like the best it's ever been, the beard of your dreams, then Old Spice is the way to go.
All right, Jason, we really appreciate it, and good luck the rest of the way.
All right, thank you.
All right, that's Jason Kelsey. He joined us thanks to Old Spice. New Old Spice Beard Care Collection, designed to help guys achieve the soft, nourish, and sculpted beards of their dreams. The collection, which includes beard wash, beard conditioner, beard balm, and beard oil, it's available exclusively on Amazon.com. That was fun. Great stuff from Jason Kelsey. I feel like a lot of the league is the way that Jason Kelsey thought about Pat Mahomes. Like, Alex Smith led us to the playoffs the past couple of years. You're going to let him go, and then you see what Pat Mahomes is doing. It's pretty incredible. And Carson Wentz wearing the green jacket yesterday, he's a fan of that one. He's trying to get himself one. All right, great stuff from Jason Kelsey. You're listening to The Break, and we're right here on SB Nation.